I stroke the beard thusly, do I not appear more intellectual?
So, I just have a couple of notes for this episode. Nothing of a coherent topic. One is, in a flood, the toilets overflow.
So is that like an early warning sign?
Well, your whole house can flood out of the toilet. Even if you're all sealed up with your sandbags or whatever.
Because the water.
There's a huge swell, and it's way higher than the sewer line.
And drains and things.
Plus, the wind probably blows a significant amount of water up the pipe.
Well, that's interesting.
The other note I had was, maybe I'll just read this verbatim. Jackie Chan and Arnold Schwarzenegger are exactly the same distance from speaking legitimate English, but in different directions.
Yeah. Okay, so where are we? What's going on? What's the dealio?
We are being bombarded by comets, apparently.
Yeah.
They usually portend bad events.
Did you hear about the 4 volcanoes that are erupting over in Russia at the same time, within like 100 miles of each other?
No. Tell me more, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's all I got.
Shit. Yeah. Well, that'd be related to the sun's activity, right?
Now, they say that, like, the Earth is having the effect on the sun's sunspots.
Yeah, they say that they, like, the Earth kills them as they've come to face us.
So, what has changed in the Earth, other than, like, the magnetosphere? And why is it that we are having so much effect on it?
Well, it could be that all the planets just are connected to the sun. And it wouldn't take very much perturbation, although I guess we're talking about electromagnetic perturbation, to affect it. Because it's already existing, like, on the cusp of very strange plasma events.
Yeah.
So we're like a finger on one of those plasma globes. Lightning coming off.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's there's the Earth finger, and there's, like, Mars finger. Is Mars one of them?
Probably.
Jupiter is one of the major ones. Mm-hmm. And I think Neptune.
Probably.
And maybe, well, like, Uranus.
Saturn.
Think about that. It's not that much different than Neptune, but it's at a right angle.
Yeah.
So its magnetic field is oriented way differently. So we should look at maybe the poles of the sun, see if it's being affected by Uranus.
So, last year, I think on CNN, they were talking about, like, the dwarf star. And, you know, there was the big hubbub about 2012 and Nibiru and all that stuff going on.
Yes.
Well, what if it's a dark star? Could a dark star have some kind of effect on the sun like that?
Well, you mean,
like a brown dwarf, like what they were talking about last year.
Well, as I've
talked about,
as I've understood it, the universe isn't actually old enough to generate any of those yet. Like, it would take so long for a white dwarf to slowly fizzle out into whatever. And, like, a brown dwarf is as it transitions into being completely dead, I think. I really want to see one of those. That would be the fucking coolest thing to land a probe on. This big chunk of, like, carbon, graphite type shit that used to be a star.
Yeah.
You're standing in your little probe where there was plasma arcing and,
yeah,
crazy shit.
What a crazy surface the sun is.
And that's where the space whales lay their eggs.
Around dwarfs.
Yeah. black dwarfs. Black dwarfs grow the biggest space whales. Yeah. It's like it's a whole ecosystem that uses a pretty much heat-dead solar system. Like, they lay their eggs on the star, and then the eggs have the, like, the parasitic form of the pylon coral shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they poop that out on one of the dead planets, and it begins terraforming it immediately. And then, of course, they're growing all manner of sustenance in their weird crew vacuole bellies. It's a space farm and a creature.
And a spaceship.
That's the most important part. Because the humans involved would be like the little bacteria that are in our gut.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, man. If we're like Acidophilus, then... I guess they would eat us. Right? Because they need to be crude, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not crude as in dick jokes. Crude-ed. So... they would just, like, swoop in, right? And, like, suck people up. What, their baleen.
What if they... so, their metabolism is really slow because they live forever. What if they just fed off dead people? Like, as we grew old and then died, you put them in, like, the recycling chamber and it went back into the space whale.
Yes. They, they absorb the physical body for nutrition, but then they read your mind and integrate it with its own.
Oh.
So that you live forever. God damn it. One with the space whale. And it draws off your experiences. So, like, the youngest space whales, they don't know what love is. They don't know what fear is.
Yeah, until they've assimilated some dead corpses.
Yeah.
Or just some corpses.
Could be live corpses. That'd be a disease they get that turns all your crew into
zombies.
And then you absorb their brains when they die, and the space whale becomes a zombie. The other space whales have to kill it. Like pushing it into the sun or something ridiculous like that.
Back to the universe.
Only a magnetar can kill a space whale. The most magnetic thing in the universe. It does it by sucking its atoms into long, spindly, vaguely cylindrical shit. Ruining physics as we know it. And for the space whale.
So, there's supposed to be a comet, like, around fall time. It's supposed to, like, be at least half as bright as the moon.
Yeah. I heard in November, and it's supposed to be half as bright as the full moon.
Hmm.
And quite visible. Though I don't know if it's going across hemispheres like this recent one is, or did.
Yeah, well, being in Spokane, we'll probably have cloudy weather.
Probably, but supposedly you can see it on the horizon. You just gotta get up a ways.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still really close. And, like, sort of especially hard, because if it's going towards the sun, which I think it just... turned around, so it's still on that side. You have to look at it between sunrise and sunset, like right on that cusp. Because after it's daytime, you can't see it anymore.
Yeah.
Sort of like observing Mercury or Venus. They always have to be right near the sun.
Oh, yeah. That's where they are.
But then on top of that, it crossed over the equator. So, for a while, it was only visible in the southern sky. Now it's only visible in the northern sky. And I don't think it crosses back over or gets to a point where both could see it until it's like it loses its tail. So, I saw this animation today. It's a simulation of terraformed Mars.
Whoa.
Or maybe Mars as it was when it had liquid water. Check this out.
Oh yeah, I saw that on Suspicious Observer.
Yeah, it was on there.
Yeah.
It looks like the coolest place to do your Dungeons & Dragons campaign ever. There's an island that is, like, as big as Canada. And it's one mountain.
Whoa.
And huge tracts of desert. Kind of reminds me of the Game of Thrones planet.
Looks an awful lot like Earth.
So, now we think there might be hundreds, maybe millions of planets like this, that look like this.
Like, actually, water... vegetation growing?
Possibly vegetation. But I don't know, Earth was primordial for billions of years, right?
That's true.
And still the most successful form of life is viruses and bacteria.
And us.
Oh, we don't even come close.
That's true.
There's more than the human population. In terms of bacteria,
like just
in your digestive system, in one person, easily 7 billion individuals. Back in my day, the Earth only had 6 billion people, not 7.5. All Borg.
Sinkhole that opened up in Missouri that swallowed a golfer.
A gopher?
A golfer.
Oh shit.
And it was on a golf course. He got a hole in one and started jumping up and down.
Fell
into a sinkhole. Poor guy.
See, nature is hilariously cruel.
Yeah. And there was a dude down in Florida that like fell into a sinkhole that formed underneath his house while he was sleeping.
I heard about that one.
That's
and like his brother jumped in to get him or something and
yeah.
They both got swallowed or no, wait, he made it out, but, like...
The brother kept going down.
You watch him... Oh, yeah. It's like that, that part in Mad Max 3 Beyond Thunderdome. And there's all the kids in the desert, and they have to make a human chain.
Yeah. Don't they lose one of them in there, don't they?
Yeah. And, like, before that, his horse gets swallowed up by one.
Yeah.
That sucks. Don't mess with the desert, I guess.
The desert's scary shit. Man.
Or with salt domes, or just salt in general.
Yeah.
If you don't have enough salt, it could kill you in more ways than one.
They were talking about the Louisiana sinkhole might have a second sinkhole opening up adjacent to it, or somewhere around it.
I would think that, like,
it would just
isn't that part of the same system?
Well, it's on top of a salt dome. So, like, yeah, there is, like...
That one is one that they store fuel-type shit in, right?
Yeah. And they do that a lot of times with salt domes.
Come on, we gotta get out of here.
Yeah, it's if you look at, like, the videos of, like, the sinkhole back in, like, November... versus now, it looks almost like a lake. Like, it's just so huge. It was the last estimate that I heard, it was like 6 football fields big, and that was like probably back in January, maybe even December, last time I got information like that put on. But it's just, there's so much water. Like, oh wow.
It is flooding with water, though.
Yeah.
So, was it, like, did they go in for oil or whatever they're looking for?
It was, like, from the top going down, it was, like, earth, and then an aquifer, and then, like, more earth, and then the salt dome.
But why did they dissolve the salt dome at all?
Well, that
or
was,
break into it or whatever.
We were harvesting the salt, and I think we just went too far. Or maybe it was just an accident. You know, like maybe it was just something that happened on the Earth, and we exasperated the problem.
Oh, yeah. So we're, like, picking a reasonable amount of stuff out, and then earthquake.
Yeah. Well, you know, like fracking and stuff. When you take tectonic plates, things that are moving, and you take stuff out of that, like oil and stuff, I can't help but think that that's a bad thing. You know, the sinkhole probably opened up because of the BP oil spill. All that oil just shooting right out from underneath, basically Louisiana.
So that big of a pressure system?
Yeah. Dude, this thing's huge. It's on right on the New Madrid Fault.
Oh, man. So that would mean that they could have accessed plenty of that oil from land and maybe not ruined possibly the jet stream and tons of life.
You know,
and we can't even use that oil that all went out there. What the fuck?
Nobody's in jail for gross misconduct.
Nobody will ever go to jail for this shit. I wonder, it's got to be United States territorial waters, right? It's not the open ocean.
I believe it is, yeah.
They'll probably just pay the federal government some symbolic amount of lawsuit money that sounds huge to us, but they make it in 1 day or 2 days.
Yeah.
12 hours.
Life will go on.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I have faith because
I'm simply saying that life finds a way.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah. It makes me want to watch Jurassic Park.
Found a game in my library that I forgot about. The Lost World Jurassic Park Trespasser. It says on it, the evolution of the FPS genre.
Really?
And I have to admit that is exactly correct if you mean that most of the things that evolve on Earth die out and are never heard from again. So, kudos.
What console was that? Or was that a
it was PC.
Yeah.
Because I believe at the time there wasn't any kind of controller notion for doing that on consoles.
Oh, yeah. So, like, before GoldenEye?
Probably right around the same time.
Okay.
It's pretty old.
Yeah.
And it's, the evolution was that, like, to pick up a gun, you have to reach out your hand with the mouse and, like, rotate your wrist to grab it. It's extremely clunky. But I'm committed to beating it.
That's good. You gotta have commitment.
So yeah, Comet Ison is the one that will be evident in the sky in November, but we've just been able to start observing it with our crazy telescopes.
The stuff that we can't get?
Well, imaging it. We must have detected it somehow to know where to look, right?
Is there, like, some kind of telescope that you can look up at Mars with that it has a USB port, like, so you can plug it up to your computer or laptop?
You can get it's just like a camera that fits in the eyepiece of a variety of different telescopes.
Well, that'd be cool.
Actually, I've seen a thing where you can hook up your iPhone or Android device. It's like a clamp that goes in the eyepiece,
mm-hmm.
and it has like a suction cup right over where the camera is. You can use that. It can be really hard to get the right field of view, though. I've taken pictures of the moon that just look like little white dots.
Yeah, so you're shooting at a moving target.
Yeah, true. I've seen Mars through a pretty big amateur-built telescope, and you can see what you could. It was powerful enough to see the polar caps and shit, and it was just cruising, like if the image I was seeing was like a computer screen, it was easily moving a few inches every second across the field.
Hmm.
You had to constantly
adjust
the thing.
Yeah. For sure.
Lots of them are computerized. That's a lot easier.
Yeah.
You just type in, I want to see Saturn.
Now tracking Saturn.
I imagine it sounds like a really old scanner.
Or even an old printer.
Should bring that back. The dot matrix.
I actually use one of those at work.
Oh, you gotta do labels or some shit. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I hate those things.
No, it's the future. Look at this. Automatic typography.
No, you know what? It is the future because it was incredibly wasteful.
Oh, man. What if that's, like, humanity has an apocalyptic event and we do okay. You know, we survive, we rebuild, but we just can't figure out inkjet or laser printers.
We're forced to go back to the Oki dance and things like that.
Yep. Edison cylinder. Dictation rolls. Actually, I would rather, like, as a business owner in this weird post-apocalypse, the next generation shit, I would rather hire scribes to write it out by hand than have dot matrix printers.
Yeah.
Just means I have to, you know, cultivate an art of, like, typesetting. So you could do that. Go back to the type, the movable type press.
Yeah. Roll out your ink each time.
The word cliche comes from the sound that the printing press would make when you printed something over and over again. It's like the first Xerox kind of notion.
Cliche.
So that's what they mean. They mean it's been printed millions of times. Gets lost in our weird borrow word Twitterverse. Tweens. What else we got here? Of what's been in the news and stuff.
Well, there has been a lot of volcanic activity, like the Hawkeye Davis channel. They've got a lot of things like strange events of March and things like that.
Strange volcanic events among them.
Pretty much everything, like the crazy amounts of rain that like the easternmost tenth of Australia is getting is like super, super rainy, and like the rest of it's just desert. It's super dry.
Yeah, and
there's a drought too.
New Zealand is in heavy drought. But they keep having those typhoons there, right?
Well, they like go right down the middle of the two, like right between the two. And then like they peter out, I think, is what happens.
It's the Harper Ray, man. They got beef with Australia.
It's okay to use the atmosphere research things like that as long as it's on your own land. That's what the UN said.
Noted.
Yeah.
Time to build a big ass Tesla coil.
Yeah.
And shoots lightning directly into the sky.
That'd be sweet.
You could build your own pylon. right? So that you could, like, mimic what the magnetic field should be, or, well, what we think it should be, compared to the apparently incoming Maunder event.
Yeah, that's kind of
Maunder
spooky.
Minimum, I mean.
Well, now, wasn't the Maunder Minimum right around in, like, an ice age of some kind?
It's the mini ice age that basically defines Valley Forge. You remember that? From the American Revolution.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Everyone froze their toes off.
Yeah.
With General Washington. And, like, that lasted from, like, 1650 to 1850, approximately. Give or take a few decades.
Seriously?
So, yeah, 200 years of extreme weather.
And then it's only been, like, about 200 years?
No, it's only been... Well, yeah, since the last one, but it's just started, if it is happening. We'd need more data, because people haven't been counting sunspots long enough.
Yeah.
Haven't passed through one.
Since we've had computers and shit like that.
Yeah, and well, we have, what, 3 or 4 satellites and observatories on the planet that just sit around counting sunspots and taking pictures of the sun. Like, I've heard, after that meteor that came down in Russia, I've been hearing, well, there's naturally been a lot more information floating around. And apparently, there's hundreds of strikes per year that just we never see because they're in the middle of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So just, boom! Yeah. Who knows how many sunken meteorites there could be? Or what if, you know, stories of like the Bermuda Triangle. Maybe that's the Earth equivalent of, like, a coronal hole, right?
Ooh, yeah, just draws them in.
Yeah, just sucks them in. And then...
They say it has weird magnetics about it.
Yeah, so, like, it always hits planes and boats and shit, because they're made of metal.
Oh.
Gotta send in some old-style clipper ships, or, like, a... plane made of futuristic plastics. See if those make it through.
A glider.
Yeah. That's the new sport. Flying gliders across the Bermuda Triangle. That's what the Red Bull billionaires do.
It's their way to get their kings.
Yeah, well, because they've already done those super agile, crazy planes that fly through the pylons a few feet above the water and occasionally crash, and the person always dies. Always. So they were done with fast. Now they're tempting the crypto dome. Not that we would have any direct control over that.
Yeah.
Although, by talking about it, we've turned thought quanta into physical quanta. Set it out there. So it is happening somewhere. Yep, people getting zapped out of the Bermuda Triangle in gliders. Into space whales, hopefully. Ah, that's it. That's what they do. They create weird little portal regions on the planets they visit. And then just occasionally just zap. You're inside the space whale. With no memory of where you've been.
I heard an interesting thing about the Bermuda Triangle and, like, the Dragon's Triangle over by Japan, and that they were, like, the only reason they were extra magnetic or whatever was because they were, like, old poles or possibly failed poles.
Oh, that could be.
Like, from a...
So it doesn't have to be a single point, you know? It can be a network of just things affecting...
Well, like, look at the sun and where their poles are, or where its poles are. They're, like, east and west. Like, it's on the sides, not on the tops, where you think. Like,
true.
It's in the middle of a flip. I mean, that's what the solar maximum's all about, but...
Yeah, because it just does tons of magnetic events, and more often than not, they rearrange themselves to the opposite.
Yeah, because it's like a... And I had a good analogy for this one time. I think It's kind of like oil and water, you know, except...
Yeah, shake it up and... Well, okay, so yeah, use that. If you did that in, like, the space shuttle, you could basically flip a coin as to whether the water would be on top or the oil would be on top.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because there's no gravity, because it would be... Neither one
yeah,
would be
so it would only be controlled by density, and the whole thing about that is that they're pretty close.
Yeah, but they don't mix. They keep each other apart. Like north and south.
Interesting. So, we shake up the sun. What's to prevent the same kind of thing happening on planets, just on a smaller scale?
Well, they say that it does. I mean, like, when magma cools, it has little bits that are, like, magnetic, and they point north. They're like little compasses.
True. And when you heat things on a forge, they can become magnetic.
Ooh, interesting. But the volcanic rock... As, like, it points different directions. Like, it goes up and down and up and down and up and down.
True. Well, it would point towards, like, local variations, right? Because if there's a big mass of hot magma here, and it's now magnetized, a little one that's still way more liquid as that one's cooling. Am I pulling this way? Then that's cooling and losing its magnetic field. Oh, I'm pulling this way. No.
That's a good point.
Most of the time... People assert that it's the sun doing something to us.
I was just thinking it was like our north and south pole. Like, you know, kind of not thinking about how outside and that one.
Well, they could interact, but I think the earth would have its own mechanisms. So it could... Like, if it was, say it was a rogue planet, so there's no star, then there's no neighboring planets to affect it. So its magnetic field's on its own. It'd probably still change once in a while.
Okay, just
from, like, the overall cooling effect of the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I was kind of thinking about, like a pressure kind of thing, like it just... North and south push or pull. Do they push? Or they pull against each other? They come together.
When you put south against south, they repel.
Yeah.
And north and south attract.
Okay, so you got this wanting to come together happening equally on both sides, and that pressure just builds and builds.
Yeah, but they're like at a stalemate.
Yeah. So if there was no outside force, it'd probably hang out like that a lot longer, I think.
Yeah, because it's something perturbing it that just makes that little crack that lets a little of it mix together, and then all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
Like a cavalry charge, right?
Mm-hmm. I heard that they might make an Army of Darkness sequel or something like that. Like a
Ugh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, like with Bruce Campbell?
Yeah. It better have Bruce. If it doesn't, I'm not going to see it. I have nothing to do with that movie.
Just pretend it doesn't exist in the timeline.
Yeah.
Like I do with Terminator 3. I mean, with I Don't Remember.
Yeah. Was it Evil Dead? Yeah, it was Evil Dead Trilogy. So Evil Dead 4 would be what it is. Or maybe Army of Darkness 2. Because Army of Darkness is actually the third in
a Which
trilogy.
One is the one where he's, like, in the convenience store, or the sporting goods store as an employee?
That's the third one. He starts out there, or, well, I know he doesn't start there, but his original story, his backstory was that he was a clerk at S-Mart.
S-Mart?
Yeah, Shop S-Mart.
That's gotta be a real thing somewhere.
Yeah.
By now. Shit.
He's been in, I think, all three of the Spider-Man movies. Bruce Campbell was.
The ones with Tobey Maguire?
Yeah.
Who was he in some of them?
He was the usher at, like, a movie theater or a concert hall or something, and he was the seater at a restaurant, I think, in the second one. And I'm on a roll here. What was the other one?
The one that's like a musical, the singing and dancing, and the weird black spider suit. That's that one, right?
That was the third one. That was the one where he was that also had the kid that played Eric in that movie show.
Topher Grace.
Yeah. But
he looks like the weird little snotty version of Tobey Maguire. At least in that. Mm-hmm. He was on a roll for playing some pricks there for a while. Like in Traffic. He's a horrible person.
And then he just sort of stopped.
Well, and probably got... You know how, like, people see your characters in movies and then they assume that's your actual personality.
Yeah.
James Earl Jones does not act like Darth Vader, I'm sure. If anything, he probably acts like the guy in Field of Dreams. Steam. How do you feel? How about some music from Army of Darkness or Evil Dead?
Yeah, I dig.
AC/DC. Wait a sec, I think this is just a tribute.
It's got 10 likes.
I could do better. Well, apparently a whole bunch of fucking pubescent teenagers like to use Army of Darkness clips to put in front of drowning pool music.
How about just the Army of Darkness theme? You think that one's in there?
Looks like it. There we go. Ah, it's by Danny Elfman. He did, Edward Scissorhands soundtrack. Huh. And Batman. Batman Returns.
What? The original Batman, wasn't it just all Prince movies? Or music?
Oh, God. Yeah, Prince did a special song for that. We'll do that after this.
Let me tell you about this guy I know, Jack. Mean kid, bad seed, hurt people. I like him already. You know, the problem was, he got sloppy. You know, crazy.
He started to lose it.
He had a head full of bad wiring, I guess. Couldn't keep it straight up here. He was the kind of guy who couldn't hear the train till it was 2 feet from him. You know what happened to this guy, Jack?
What?
Made mistakes. And then he had his...
lights out! Now you want to get nuts? Come on! Let's get nuts.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
What?
I always ask that of all my prey. I just like the sound of it. Never rub another man's rhubarb. Why is it every time in that company, somebody always gets in the way? I'll need a moment alone, boys. I'm only laughing on the outside. My smile is just skin deep. If you could see inside, I'm really crying. You might join me for a weep.